right, guys. Hey, it's Brian again from the Grand Canyon. This has been an incredible trip. And right now I'm here with Dr. Andrew Snelling. And on today's lesson, you're looking at how what we see in the rock record confirms what we read in God's Word, that God's Word is confirmed by real science, by real geology. So very quickly, Dr. Andrew Snelling is going to kind of show us or tell us about some features of the rock layers here at the Grand Canyon that confirm the biblical account of the flood. Dr. Snelling?
Well, behind us here, we have the Tapete Sandstone. It's a sandstone unit that can be traced right across North America and to other continents. And it's at the base of the flood sequence. It shows evidence of where how the flood began in terms of the depositional processes. But the point we want to make is that this unit was spread right across a vast area. It's a sandstone, that's sand that's turned to stone. But right here in this location, in a side canyon off the main Grand Canyon, behind us you can see where this sandstone layer has been bent up through 90 degrees. It's been folded or bent. And the interesting thing about that is, of course, the Bible tells us that when the flood finished, in Psalm 104, the valley sank and the mountains rose. And in this area, the Grand Canyon cuts through a plateau that was pushed up at the end of the flood. You would think, Brian, that after millions of years, a sandstone, as it dries out, would be cemented and become rock hard.
That's right.
So that if it was folded 450 million years later, it would be brittle, and it would, when it was bent, it would snap and break and fracture. You wouldn't get nice, clean folds like this. So what we see behind us is actually confirmation of the biblical account, because at the end of the flood was only, say, 10 months after this, when the plateau was pushed up. This was only about 10 months after the sandstone was deposited. It was still wet from all the water above it and in it, and it only dried out after the flood, after it was bent. So again, God's word is confirmed by what we see in God's world.
And isn't that awesome?
Absolutely awesome.
There are so many things we could talk about, just one wonderful confirmation, but we see that God's word is true. We can trust it from beginning to end. What a powerful illustration. Thank you so much. Have a great day.